This call is being recorded.
Well, welcome back. I am so excited today. This is Sports 101 with Alexis Levi, and I'm very excited because today we're talking across the water to Australia. You know, it's just funny. We were just talking about how interesting it is that we can just unite an industry that's normally very far apart with different countries in between, and now we can talk on the phone and bring you to us. Thank you so much for joining me, Stuart Walter. How are you doing today?
You're welcome. I am, yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, we're so excited to have
you. I hope you can get past my accent.
Oh, I love it. No, keep talking. I love it. I haven't had the opportunity to go to Australia yet, but I've talked to a few people over there, different businesses that have intertwined with us at different times in our 10 years of being in business. And I really like what your business is all about. Now, I saw that your product is called the Athlete Secret Weapon, but what is the name of your company?
My company is the Elite Mindset Institute. And Athlete Secret Weapon, the Athlete Secret Weapon is a name that was given to me by one of my clients, and it just fit perfectly with the services I offer athletes, my online program that was developed at the time. And it was just amazing. There was a 15-year-old Olympic diver who I worked with, a 10-meter platform diver here in Australia, and she just picked up the Olympic silver medal back in London 2012. And she was being interviewed and said, "How can you stay so calm? You're so relaxed. You're having the time of your life in one of the biggest stages of the world. What's your secret?" And she said, "I'm not telling anyone about my secret weapon."
And that's really good.
And that's how it stuck. It became, I guess, my name. It became a brand. And the brand is so recognizable now within Australia. As even myself, everywhere I walk now, I seem to be getting called the weapon.
So the weapon. That's not so bad, though.
The weapon. Oh, yes. It's amazing because, and it's one of those things. The secret part of what I do is the fact that a lot of people in sport, when they find the edge in their sport because of the significant shifts we can get so quickly by mastering that mindset, a lot of people want to share what they're doing with me. They don't want to share the experience. I've got 36 world champions, and I can only mention a couple of them because they want to keep me close to their chest because they've got the advantage.
They got the advantage over their competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now let me ask you, Stuart, do you work with, I think you said you work with kids and you work with adults, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I work with anyone. I mean, even in all aspects of life, I've got a lot of entrepreneurs I work with as well, because a lot of business people these days and the high-flying entrepreneurs are very much like athletes. They're really focusing on nutrition, exercise, physical training. So a lot of business people are becoming more like athletes. A lot of athletes, as you know, are becoming more like business people. They're creating their own brand.
That's true. That is true. And the exciting thing about that is that, you know, we over here in the U.S., I think we know everything. And I'm laughing at us because, you know, when I started traveling overseas and went to Germany and went to Russia, haven't been to Australia yet, as I was saying, it's very similar. You know, the mindset or the lifestyle or the things that are important to people is very similar. Yeah. Now, how did you get started?
Well, I actually got started into my business now. I guess if you look at my label, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. So hypnosis is pretty much my training. In combination with that, it's NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I guess, Alexis, the bulk of what I do is more knowledge-based. I've been at the top within martial arts, within Taekwondo.
Okay.
For state and national titles. And I was leading up to one of my black belt gradings, and I was talking to my mum, who's a hypnotherapist and naturopath that has been for 30-plus years. I was talking to her because I was so inconsistent in my training that I was traveling 2 weeks every month for my previous job as a national sales manager. And because my training was inconsistent, so were my outcomes, so was my fighting. And I wasn't in the right space I needed to be. I was good at my sport. I just didn't have that edge, that killer instinct I needed when I stepped on the mat. So I was telling her about it, and she said, okay, well, let's give hypnosis a go. So I sat there for 2 hours and listened to my mother and just going, yeah, okay, well, this will be fun at best. Let's see what goes on here. But look, 2 hours later, I was transformed. I was transformed. I have never gone backwards in my life. I've looked at that, and my sport just took off because I could predict what other people were doing. I was in control of my emotions. I found that peak performance state, which is what I do for every one of my clients. So when I step onto the mat, which is, I guess, let's look at basketball terminology, when you step on the line to run on the court,
right?
You're instantly in the zone. And that's what I do for all my athletes now, whether they're international race drivers. I've got some bull riders, PBR bull riders over in California I've been working with via Skype. Same thing with them. When they put their helmets on, when their grid comes down over their face, they are in the zone. You've got professional golfers around the world. When they pick up a golf club, they automatically, that trigger takes them back to that mindset. So for me, it was just incredible to be able to master my mind and my actions, my thoughts, my behaviors, my reactions. All I did was, through the hypnosis, was minimizing fear, because that's what it was. Because I'm stepping into the ring with someone who's trained to kill me. So I needed to be able to put that aside and perform at my best. And that's exactly what happened. And by doing that, removing the emotions from myself, I just became almost
invincible.
If you understand. Yeah.
Well, you know,
everything was so clear.
Yeah. What I was going to say, Stuart, is a lot of people talk about this, and then I noticed that some people, not only do they have fear that they're not going to be able to compete at the highest level or the best that they can, but then they have a little bit of fear about the hypnosis and the neuro-linguistic patterns that are used. Tell my audience a little bit about that and make them a little more comfortable about not only the results they're going to get, but can it harm them in any way?
No, it's not. When you look at hypnosis, I think the whole fear of that is skepticism based on past experiences. Now, you might be aware of stage hypnosis making people do stupid things, but I work a lot with around the media here in Australia. I do work a lot on radio stations. So when people have got challenges they'd like to do, I generally get called in, and I can work that component of my business as well. But you can imagine this situation. If I stood on a stage over in America somewhere and said, right, okay, here's my audience, I could pull anyone out and go, just imagine you're playing the drums. Now, people, if you look at it, people are like training dolphins as an example. You can't get a dolphin to climb a tree. Okay, what you can do, dolphins have got a natural skill set. All I do is basically create a trigger-based response. So a dolphin can stand on their tail and go backwards across the water. But what I do is train them to go, right, when you hear this whistle, you do that. And that's all I do with a typical person, is get their existing skill set and trigger it to when you stand on the line to run on the court, you become the best basketballer in the world. But it's also coming back to your skill set. So all we do is, I look at the equation, Alexis, that your existing results equal your potential minus your fear. So if you look at where you could be is your potential. Where you're currently sitting at is your existing results. And the difference is fears. Now, fear could be fear of failure. It could be fear of success. Now, all these will limit your performance. There'll be second-guessing, doubting, nerves, doubts, fears, anxiety, questioning, lack of confidence. All this will be limitations to performance. So all I do is minimize the limitations through maximizing belief and knowing that when this happens, this is the person you're going to become. So I can't make people do anything stupid. It's not possible, because your brain has got a program in it that is basically there to go, right, this is who I am as a person. This is what we call your model of the world. I can't change that. who you are is who you are. All I can do is enhance your existing skill set to achieve your potential just by minimizing the barriers and minimizing the fear. Now as an example,
let me stop you 1 minute there and let me ask you something, because I know that my audience will want to know this. So when you said you worked with golf or you worked with basketball, I'm sure you worked with all types of sports and business.
Yeah.
Okay. And we all have a little something inside of us that makes us a little nervous to reach our highest potential. You know, I was watching the MVP award go to Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he was just, you know, weeping because he was so happy that he had reached that height. So my audience is going to want to know is, if they decide to do something like this, whether with you or with someone closer to them, what does it cost, one, and how long do they have to be in a program to see results?
Oh, look, to be honest, I've got products that I have developed that can rewire your brain overnight while you're sleeping. I've got a published book called The Dear Diary Process, and that's available for $9.95 US.
Okay.
That, if you have the right skill set and ability, applying that can bring incredible transformations to people. Online programs, $495 US for an 8-week online program that you get access to, plus access to my Elite Mindset Institute. If we're talking individual programs, we're talking anything from sort of what would it be, about $4,500 US right through to, which is my competitive edge program, which is what, four sessions over about a week. If you look at any of the other programs, I've got bronze, silver, gold programs, which can go up to $20,000-$25,000 for a fully supported weekly conversation, chat, support that goes on. And that's the individuals. If you're looking at teams, obviously that's through discussion, through topics. So look, sometimes it can be, we can get incredible results in one or two sessions. And it's just maintaining that, because as people shift, their environment around them shifts. Other people start shifting as a result of one person shifting.
Yeah.
So because you've got to have this, that we're around what we call our circle of influence. If one person starts shifting out of this circle of, say, 10 people, all of a sudden the other 9 people feel uncomfortable that someone's stepping up to a new level. So there's a lot of emotional game playing, as you would understand, that happens where, oh, that person's leaving us. We don't want them to leave us. How dare they do that?
Yeah.
But how does that make us feel? There's a lot of what we call secondary gains and secondary losses that happen as a result of one person stepping up and really going for it in their life.
That's amazing. Now, you know, I'm thinking many times, you know, I was telling you offline that I had owned a team and have a son that plays basketball, and, you know, had 2 sons that played basketball, but one still plays. And I remember thinking back when they were in team sports, I'd look at some of the players and I would say they're kind of throwing the team off. And it's interesting that now you're, you know, as I'm listening to you, every whether you're successful team or not successful, they can become successful by getting in unison with each other, it sounds like. And when one is off, which I remember this, when one is off, it throws the whole team off, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The team, it's typical analogy, the team is only as strong as its weakest link. And all you need to do is increase the capabilities and the belief of that weakest link, the whole team lifts up. Now, I've seen it. I've worked with one person in the team who was struggling, and that's generally what I do with a lot of teams. They listen to what I say, and they say, it's too good to be true, you can't do that. And I'll generally say, look, throw someone at me with the greatest potential who's not delivering, I'll get them rectified, and then we'll start working on the rest of the team. Because my belief in everyone is a lot higher and a lot greater than the other people's belief in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So all we need to do is, look, if I can get one person in the zone on one game, imagine getting a whole team in the zone at exactly the same game. It's just powerful.
they become the Warriors, right? Yeah, they,
yes.
They win five championships. And I mean, really, I mean, yeah. It has to be, you know, all the teams wonder what it is, you know. This
yeah.
year, obviously, they had a hard time because they had a lot of injuries. But normally,
yeah.
it's like they get locked in and they're almost, you know, unstoppable. And so
yeah.
I would think that that would be something similar to what, you know, what you're offering. And I like the aspect
yeah.
of this. I like the aspect in business and I like the aspect in sports. Tell me,
yeah.
Give me an analogy of someone that you worked with in business that, you know, whether increase their financial fortitude or increase their clientele or just increase their, lessen their fear or someone like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go straight to a perfect example of a company that was a group of five young and very entrepreneurial mindsets, but they were all dreamers. They had their head in the clouds, just nothing was connecting. Now, I worked with these guys. We did a two-hour group session and I think one individual session each out of the five. And within that two-month period, they'd grown from $1 million to a $2 million company.
Wow.
So doubled the profits in basically a month, purely by getting them focused on their own individual goals for themselves, because they were too cautious about making a decision because it might affect everyone else. So when we brought it back to, right, okay, you're one person in the team, let's get you right, and then the other five got themselves right, then all of a sudden the team dynamic just gelled towards one common goal that we, brainstormed and workshopped. Once we had that, there was just an incredible transition between pushing the limits of mind and body into just stepping back as an outsider, seeing what's going on, making the decision on a gut instinct basis, trusting it and following it. Because when you trust yourself, then you trust the team around you. And you're more likely to not rely on yourself too much, but you can, when you trust everyone else is going to be in that same space, whether it is sport or business, it's a really powerful belief process. And that momentum just gets on a roll, as you know, within sport.
Well, I agree with you totally, because there's been many instances that I've seen over the last 15 years. I've been in the sports business for a long time now. And, you know, you can sort of look at the end of the year, even just what just happened here with the NBA finals. You can look at the face of the individual. You can look at the temperament. You can look at the, like you say, the weak link or the person that doesn't seem as confident about their abilities. And it totally throws the team off. But when, like in the case we just had, Kawhi Leonard was really locked in. And everybody talked about how serious his face was, how he was just, you know, focused. And no matter what happened, he wasn't smiling. There was, you know, there was just a direct line to that championship coming out of him. And you know, that what you're saying is totally 200, 3,000% true.
Yeah, exactly. And look, the higher you get in any sport or business, the more it becomes about attitude. If you look at the entrepreneurs, it's exactly like an athlete. You can be training 4 to 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for one event that might last 10 seconds every 4 years. How do you know you're going to be in the zone in that 10-second period every 4 years? And that's where a lot of pressure comes from, physically, emotionally, financially. There's incredible pressure on sports stars these days, the ones at the top of the game and the ones that still have to break through. There's incredible pressure there, same in business. So you're going to have the highs, you're going to have the lows. It's like the stock market. What I do with my clients is I get them to ride the highs but also reduce the losses by 50%. So if you can do that, the energy you save by not crashing and having to build up again is just incredible.
Now, let me give you a scenario, okay?
I
have a basketball player who's really good, okay? He's won all kind of, you know, awards and things like that. Would this be a good program for him to then go to the next level? When he, you know, obviously everybody wants to transition into the NBA, right? not everybody can go to the NBA. There's only 400 positions at this moment, and a third of those are taken by international players. And if you want to be one of those chosen ones, you may do your program, read the book, do the institute, do part of the program, whichever part of that is. And that person would then see an increase when it came to the upcoming season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I know it sounds very confident. Over in Australia, people don't like really confident people saying outlandish claims. But look, any athlete anywhere in the world at any level, I can make them faster, stronger than where they have been. Okay? I'll give you an example, if I may, if we've got a bit of time.
Yes, please.
I was working with a 400-meter hurdler. Okay, he was already number one in the country. So under 17-year-old Australian national 400-meter hurdles champion. Now, he was throwing up 2 days before an event. He was that nervous. So here's someone already at the top of their game with incredible pressure. Now, all I did over 4 weeks was deal with nerves, doubts, fears, being able to manage them and instill some level of confidence and belief within him. Now, in that, it was basically a six-week period he had then the national championships. He was running 56.5 when I first met him. A month later, he ran 52.6. That's 3.9 seconds as a reduction off his personal best. Okay? So 3.9 seconds, which is close to about 9% reduction in time. So think about
that's incredible.
How nerves, stress, belief affects the body, because the mind controls your thoughts. Your thoughts control your actions, and your actions are the ones that create results. So if your thinking is confused, your actions are going to be confused. You're going to get inconsistent results. If your head is churning, your stomach is what we call a second brain. So that's where people get nervous in the stomach. That's the butterflies in the stomach and the nerves. It's because their brain is all churning. So you remove that, and therefore you don't get that sensation of nerves and doubts and fears. And when you look at the typical fundamentals of the human mind, number one is the fact that your brain is there for protection. It's there to protect you from potential hurt or potential harm, physically or emotionally. Yes. And if you know that every time you play, there's going to be some emotional fallout and you're not going to do good and your brain will start self-sabotaging that performance so you don't fall or crash as much as you would. So it holds you back. And it's just incredible. And I would say, Alexis, that you probably find that this person's got a fear of success.
Oh, I mean, a lot of people do. I would say I did. Mm. I don't as much anymore.
Yeah.
But I remember believing a long time ago I was supposed to be really successful. And when it hit and I turned that corner and things are coming and it was going that direction, I was terrified. I didn't stop it. I kept going, but I was terrified inside. I was nervous.
Yeah. And it goes against all our fundamentals, which is stay safe, stay protected. And I guess for sporting stars, you look at it and they're going, hang on, you're being thrust out into the world. You never get to have any privacy again. Next time you go out for a coffee, next time you go out for dinner, next time you go somewhere, people are pointing a camera at you wanting something signed. So there's a real invasion of privacy, which goes against the self-preservation, self-protection that we really want in life. That's really what's going on. So if there's an element of fear of being successful, then the brain at a really deep level is just going to put the brakes on. So even though you go, we really want it, all the actions will be showing that the person is putting the brakes on, self-sabotaging, procrastinating, second-guessing, doubting, and the performance goes backwards.
Let me ask you this. I know that I also have a lot of business folks that watch this. And I know that if I was sitting out there and I was listening to this interview, I would be all ears like, oh, my God, I can ramp up to the next level. It's like your other client, you said, went from, 1 million to 2 million or 2 million to 4 million just because everybody's now locked in and going the same direction. And what would you say for the people like myself who I have a lot of those that follow me, that are, you know, individual businesswomen, individual businessmen, some are CEOs of their own companies, and they are trying to lock in and take that company to the next level. They know what to do, you know, but sometimes I think they feel a little nervous and they're like, do I have the right people in place? And are we going the right direction? Are we doing the right things and things like that? What type of program would you suggest for them?
Well, look, to be honest, I mean, you've actually labeled my two workshops and seminars that I run, which is the next level and beyond the next level. And both of those two build on the previous one. So the next level is, right, how do I break through my existing results to get to that next step up? And the next seminar or workshop I generally work on is beyond the next level, which is, right, now I've got success, how do I maintain it? How do I transition from it? How do I go even bigger than what I thought was possible? And that's seminars and workshops I run. So look, to be honest, I mean, if you wanted to do something like that, look, I'm only a plane flight away. We can get a group
flight away, bring you over here and have a group of people, right? That's what I think we do.
And from there, then, look, it could be potentially a large investment, but you've got to look at a lot of these entrepreneurs and business people and go, look, what's the cost of losing everything you've got? What's the cost of going, hang on, what if I just looked at everything and just went like my the hurdler? If I just got a 9% reduction in costs, a 10% increase in turnover, what if my staff all put an extra 10% effort in? Where would that look in business? Okay, and that's the power of what can happen. And I guess to some extent, the example I use from the $1 to $2 million company in that amount of time, that it happens. We're looking at minimum figures here being 8 to 10%. But when you start talking about the team all gaining by 10%, the compounding results are just incredible, just incredible. So look, individual, team, groups, yeah, happy to have a chat to anyone out there because I know the potential. I see it every day in my clinic. I see it on the sporting fields around the world. All my clients just living this incredible life. And I get really passionate just sitting there on a Sunday with my feet up, having a drink, just going, hang on, that's one of my clients. I know their story. And here they are over in, one of my junior is in the Mazda Road to Indy scholarship he won last year from Australia. He's now traveling around the States. I've got other race car drivers over in Europe as Porsche junior factory drivers. Like I said, we've got bull riders over in California, PBR guys. I've got people around the world. And I can sit there and watch sport on a Sunday and just flick through Foxtel and sports, and I can see the results of my handiwork, and it's just incredibly humbling and powerful to see that.
That is, you know, that is so amazing. And I think the thing of it is, we all want to do better in life. We all want to achieve, you know, whatever goals we've set for ourselves. You know, and I know that if we can get a leg up or a, you know, a level up, then it's going to, you know, it'll make the world align to itself. And it'll also make the individual companies align. And so what I want to do, and I'm going to make a commitment to do this, is we're going to keep in touch. We're going to set something up over here and bring you over and have you work with some different people, sports and business. And then we'll come back and we'll bring you online again and we'll talk about the results. How about that?
That would be brilliant. Look, I really look forward to it. And that's the best form of understanding how powerful it is to actually see the results.
And I mean, I could tell them how awesome it is, you know, but for them to see a group of people transform over a weekend, you know, is amazing. And so I just want to thank you so much for coming to my show. I definitely want to.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Do you want to put out your website so that they can go to the website? And if they, you know, are in the States, if you have a phone number here in the States, please feel free to put it out. And we will make sure as we do our social media that we make sure that we tell them about your books and everything that you have.
That'd be fantastic. Look, I appreciate it, and thank you to everyone listening out there. Yeah, if you just do a search for Elite Mindset Institute,
yes.
I'm not sure if there's any over in the States, but Elite Mindset Institute Australia, you'll certainly find me. You'll find all my links to all the social media, and we'll have access to my podcast as well. If people want to listen to that, just get a bit of a feel for who I am, what I do, the people I work with. And yeah, please make contact. And I guess, look, if anyone wants it, I'm just chucking it out there for you now. If anyone wants access to, I'm happy to give you the free ebook version of my published book, The Dear Diary Process.
Okay.
It's one of the most powerful transformational processes available. And yeah, happy to give you access. So if you want to put a link on your website,
I would
that
love
for
that.
Download, yeah, I'm
if
happy
you would
to
send
do that
it to me, we will put it there because I want people to feel better and I want people to get better. And most people don't have a solution. They're looking for a solution. So we want to let them know that your institute is the solution. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For joining us. I'm going to put that on the on our social media. And once again, I thank you. And we will be right back.
Fantastic. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.